Chinese hackers targeted Aadhaar database Times Group. Gmail and Google apps get new features for users. Facebook portal Go Portal Plus announced. Portal for business introduced in US. Redmi G2021 gaming laptop with 144Hz display, Intel and AMD variants debuts. Facebook Oversight Board seeks clarity on X-Check review system for high-profile users. Elon Musk says first Inspiration 4 mission had toilet challenges. Chinese state-sponsored hackers are believed to have infiltrated and stolen data from an Indian government agency responsible for a national identification database and one of that country's largest media conglomerates, according to a new report by cybersecurity firm Recorded Future, Inc. Both the government agency and the media company dispute the claims. The Unique Identification Authority of India, also known as the UIDAI, contains the private biometric information of more than 1 billion Indian citizens. Gmail for Android is getting the option to apply search filters that will help users find specific emails. The new feature will allow users to quickly and easily filter email search results on their mobile devices. The search filters should appear below the search box on the Gmail app. The filter can be a name or a specific time frame. When searching for emails by senders, users can choose from a list of suggested senders or search for emails from multiple senders. Additionally, the internet giant has also added new settings to the Google app on Android, which allows controlling the option of personalized search results. Facebook Portal Go and Facebook Portal Plus, the two new models of video calling devices from the social media giant, is announced. Portal Go is the first portable model in the lineup. Facebook also says it is testing its Portal for Business service to help companies remotely manage Portal work accounts and devices. It is currently in closed beta. Facebook says the portable Portal Go will cost $199, roughly ₹14,600, and the large screen Portal Plus, the latest generation of the product, will cost $349, roughly ₹25,700. Both will begin shipping on October 19. Redmi G2021 gaming laptop is launched as an upgrade to last year's Redmi G. The new model comes in Intel and AMD variants that both feature a 144Hz display and 16GB of RAM. The laptop also carries 512GB of storage and is upgradable to Windows 11. On the distinction front, the Intel variant of the Redmi G2021 houses an 11th gen Intel Core i5 processor, whereas the AMD option has an AMD Ryzen 7th processor. Redmi G2021 price has been set at 5,699 Chinese yuan, roughly ₹64,900 for the Intel Core i5 model, while the AMD Ryzen 7 variant is priced at 6,999 Chinese yuan, roughly ₹79,700. Facebook's independent oversight board says it has asked the social networking giant to provide clarity on the system it uses to review content decisions relating to some high-profile users. The board's inquiry follows a Wall Street Journal report last week that Facebook exempts high-profile users from some or all of its rules, raising questions about its enforcement decisions against harmful content. A Facebook spokesperson confirms the company will brief the board about the system known internally as CrossCheck over the coming days. The CrossCheck system includes millions of accounts, some of which are whitelisted, meaning they are immune from Facebook's enforcement decisions, the journal reports. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk delivers what no previous human missions to outer space could. The company took four civilian crew members to outer space in a spacecraft with no professional astronauts on board and returned them safely to Earth after 3 days. While the successful mission was an encouragement to others attempting something similar, the all-civilian crew faced some trouble during their voyage. For example, there were no ovens to heat food. There were also reports of issues with the toilet system. Asked about these, Musk says the next mission will definitely have upgraded toilets and a small oven to heat meals.